Proclamation number 0598 of 28th of September, 1938. Response to Catholic clergy. Poem. As you are instructed, so you shall walk your way on earth. You may face many dangers, but these are permitted from above for the purpose of strengthening the will, and so only move all your worries in your heart before God, and leave yourself to His protection, and all these dangers will prove to be small and will be victoriously overcome by you. And now lend your ear to the divine voice and hear. The same way will be shown to all those who are prejudiced against Him today, and therefore know that the will of the Lord directed you and you only carried out His order, which should also bring a light to those who have the will to always do and teach what is right. And how often will the Spirit of God therefore still descend on the people? The truth will be desired and searched for, and people everywhere will not be spared inner soul struggles, and this is what the eternal deity aims at. That man lifts his thoughts to God and asks for the light of truth from Him. If you only teach each other in the doctrine adopted from your fathers and do not consider that the Lord alone guarantees you pure truth, you will only always remain in error. For the Lord has placed all power in His word, which came forth from Himself, but has not extended the same power to subsequently change teaching under His name. How manifoldly the Lord reveals Himself and His will, and how little these revelations are accepted. The will of man opposes His teachings, and the call from on high goes unheard. And the few, who follow Him, find no faith with the people. And so the divinity will now express itself even more visibly, and the willingness of His, will support Him with full will. It will therefore by no means be an act of complete expression of will, but only a complete subordination to the divine will of one's own accord. Every experience of the individual should be an indication of the incessant activity and work of the Godhead. Thus, God must also distribute His power and grace where purely spiritual and divine problems are to be clarified. And everyone should consider this and make full use of the divine grace for himself, which always happens through heartfelt prayer. If the Lord has given you prayer, you can also be without worry. He keeps His promises and promises strength to those who ask Him for it. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Where would the deity be, who would let a child call for help in vain? This God is only in the sense of those who have not recognized Him correctly. But the Father, whom the child calls, bends Himself lovingly towards him at all times and does not let his prayer go unheard. And if you do not trust, you cannot be helped. In faith in Him lies the power and the fulfillment of prayer. Have God before your eyes and in your heart. These words contain everything. Take insight into His creation, and you will receive Him faithfully into your heart. And if you can embrace Him with your heart, He will also embrace you with all power and will no longer let you out. And then you will understand everything that the world cannot understand. His goodness, His long-suffering, His mercy. You recognize your weakness and become strong in it. From now on you are safe at the Father's heart. He protects you so that you do not stumble, and abides in you with His grace. And therefore you shall not fear, for you are incredibly strong in the Spirit of the Lord. He helps Himself to your mouth, if you willingly give Him your heart. And whoever serves Him with his whole soul is His instrument here on earth. He directs your steps according to His will, He lets you speak according to His will and also grants you His power to confirm His word. And this is His love, which expresses itself through eternal times. which asks for you and will never stop until all eternity. If your heart has quietly turned to me, then my will leads you to the promised land. For your days on earth it shall be your light, so that you will not lack the strength to follow me. I will guide you on the way to eternal life, and help you that your striving is eternal. Only the transfiguration of Jesus, as the Son of God, whom all angels serve at his throne, that you now and forever, only him you are ready to serve, who will reveal all glory to you, who then fulfills all your longings, that you may behold his face, that you may be with me in the light. Amen.